Well, it was a bad weekend if you were a New York football team. Let's put it that way. The Giants were annihilated by Philadelphia on Saturday night, 38-7. Now, meanwhile, on Saturday, the Chiefs beat the Jaguars 27-20. I'll tell you, the Jaguars are a coming team. And then yesterday, the Bills fell to the Bengals 27-10. And the Cowboys, they fell to the 49ers 19-12. So that sets up championship weekend, which to me is one of the most fun weekends, because you've got two different games and four teams vying to become the two teams that go to the Super Bowl. And the NFL conference championships for the NFC, the 49ers take on the Eagles on Sunday at 3 p.m., and the Bengals take on the Chiefs for the AFC championship Sunday at 6:30 p.m., and then the Super Bowl will be held February 12th. So we're there already. Pretty, pretty amazing. Let's go to the NBA last night, where the Nets downed the Warriors 120-116. The Knicks lost to the Raptors 125-116. See if anybody else played yesterday locally. I don't see it. I haven't checked the standings in a while. The Celtics in the Eastern Conference in first place by 4.5 games. The Knicks in seventh place, 10.5 games back. And the Nets in fourth place. They are 5.5 games back. All right. Let's go on to the National Hockey League from yesterday. See what happened then. The Bruins, they just keep on winning 4-0 over the Sharks. The only games played yesterday. The standings in the National Hockey League in the Atlantic Division. The Bruins running away with it. They've got 78 points. Second place, the Maple Leafs, 64. In the Metropolitan Division, the Hurricane lead the Devils, 66-64. The Rangers in third place with 57 points. And the Islanders are a little way back with 51 points. All right. So that's that. College basketball. NCAA basketball. How about this? Number one Houston lost to unranked Temple 56-55. Number two Kansas plays Baylor today at 9 p.m. Yesterday, number three Purdue downed Maryland 56-55. Yesterday, number 15 Connecticut downed Butler 86-56. Number 24, Atlantic, Florida Atlantic over UTEP, 67-59. And number 6, Gonzaga over Pacific, 99-90. So UConn got back on track after a really bad, bad, bad stretch of bad basketball. And that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.